There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Geek Trippin'.
Yeah, well, Mark isn't here, so I'm 100% sure he's not going to approve of my selection.
No?
No. But I was in Bangkok last week and saw so many posters for this guy. So we're off to Bangkok to see this artist live.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life.
I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. I know I can treat you better.
You know what? I would never ever put the music with the name.
Yeah, I thought you might find it familiar, but you wouldn't know who it was. So if you're still not sure, that's Shawn Mendes. He's another Justin Bieber, but way humbler, with a better attitude, if you ask me. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter, only 19 years of age. But I love the story of how he got discovered. Here he is talking to the BBC during his UK tour last year.
Do you know the app Vine?
Right.
It's like 6.5 seconds. It like loops over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, as simple as it is, I just like put like 6.5 second covers up, and those kind of overnight just kind of snowballed into something huge. Like my following was going up like 10,000 every week, and in the first year, like just from these little covers I was putting on Vine and additional covers, full covers on YouTube, my socials kind of just blew up. My Twitter, my Instagram, my Vine, and everything. And I know the first year I had around like 800,000 followers. This is all before I even released a single or a song or anything.
Wow.
And then obviously my manager got a hold of me, and I went out to New York, met with labels, wrote some songs.
I completely remember seeing these Vines back in the day.
Yeah, well, Vine has now shut down, sadly.
Didn't last long, did it?
No, and it shut earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. But it was not before Shawn Mendes got noticed by studios, signed a record deal. He went on to release his debut studio album called Handwritten. That was in 2015. And that was the famous song Stitches, you know? Now without your kisses, I've been needing stitches.
It's addictive, isn't it, singing it on the radio? I can't help it either.
I know. It reached... Yeah, probably Sean does a better job than me, but he'd reached top 10 in the US and Canada, number one in the UK. And last year, he released his second album called Illuminate. So both his albums debuted on the top of the US Billboard 200, which makes him only one of five artists to ever debut at number one before the age of 18.
It's amazing.
It is, isn't it? But he says that he only made those 6 second videos for his parents and grandparents, but then fame found him.
They're great, honestly. I think my my parents, of course, like have had concerns and still have concerns. Mm. Your kid wants to do something as crazy as being like a singer-songwriter artist, you know. But they were just like so. They saw how passionate I was about it. I kind of had the one-track mind thing. There was no option B for me. So when I found that like how much I loved it and I knew it was a possibility, I kind of just went full force, and they were behind me 100%.
So he has already finished two world tours. He's currently on his third one, and we're going to see him in Bangkok on the 11th of December at the Impact Arena as part of his Illuminate World Tour. Now, I really like his music, and it's on my playlist, but I've never been, you know, into him, if you know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I listen to it, but I'm not crazy about it.
I like it if it comes on, but I wouldn't necessarily buy it.
Yeah, exactly. But this has changed my mind.
I was a really weird kid. Like, I was completely obsessed with Harry Potter. Like, not only Harry Potter, just wizardry and magic. I used to, like, pick, like, branches off trees and, like, sharpen them and, like, paint them to make, like, wands and stuff. Harry Potter was, like, the first thing that really got me as a kid. I'd sit there and watch the movies and write down every spell. I wanted to learn all the spells. I mean, I still kind of believe, like, magic is real in a way, but I still love Harry Potter.
Oh, you're both Harry Potter nerds.
Yeah, I love him. I mean,
brilliant.
10 years apart, but it's fine. So what? Well, that's Shawn Mendes in Bangkok on the 11th of December. When we come back, we're going to tell you where you can stay, what you can eat, what you can do, all in Bangkok.
Geek Trippin'.
So we're off to see Shawn Mendes in Bangkok on the 11th of December at the Impact Arena as part of his Illuminate World Tour.
Tell me where.
You're probably thinking what I'm thinking. I know all the songs. I love all the music. I had no idea it was Shawn Mendes singing it.
Now you know. So Shawn Mendes in Bangkok, 11th December at the Impact Arena. So I looked at some flights and some hotels and what you can do while you're there. Flights wise, I found one with a massive layover, but it's the cheapest option that there is. So it leaves 11 p.m. From Dubai. It reaches Delhi at 3:50 a.m. Then there's a 10-hour layover, so you can, you know, explore Delhi a little bit.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then you leave Delhi at 2:30 in the afternoon, and you arrive Bangkok at 8 p.m. the next day. This is with Jet Airways, and when you're coming back, you're flying from Bangkok to Mumbai, but it's a shorter layover, and then from Mumbai back to Dubai. This will cost you 1,442 dirhams.
Any flight that starts with a 1, I'm in.
Yeah.
As long as it's only got 4 numbers in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this was the cheapest option. Or you can fly direct with Fly Dubai. That was the cheapest, other cheapest option. That's only 2,095 dirhams. But you do leave 4 p.m. in the afternoon from Dubai. You arrive in Bangkok at 1:25 a.m. So that's your little problem there. But you leave again Bangkok at 2:25 a.m. You arrive in Dubai at 7 a.m. And if you're like me, hardcore, you can go to work directly
yes.
after.
Mark would hate that.
I love it.
I've
done it so many times.
Yeah.
So that's one way that you can do, and that's 2,095 dirhams. To go to the concert, the Impact Arena. Now, how it works in Bangkok is that all your concert venues and everything's quite far away from the city centre. So you can take something called a public van, which is like a bus, really. And it costs only 10 dirhams return. Okay, so
brilliant.
Yeah, so I found you a hotel that's close to one of these bus stops as well. It takes you to the Impact Arena, you do everything, and then you come back, get onto this bus, and it drops you off right in front of your hotel, rather your Airbnb, which is a one bedroom luxury condo, and it's really close to the BTS. That's the line, the bus stop that takes you everywhere and out of the city as well. It's, you can go there with 3 guests. It's a one bedroom, one bath, 205 dirhams per night. So that's 1,025 dirhams for the whole duration of this trip.
How long are we going for?
So we're going on the 8th of December. That's a Friday, so you've got, you know, you don't have to rush about. And then we're back on the 12th. So 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th. We're back.
Okay.
So 4 nights and 5 days almost. And so it's 1,025 dirhams. And like I said, the condo is right next to the bus links and the airport links. So you don't have to worry about how you get there. 20 minutes from the airport doesn't seem that bad when you think about the traffic in Bangkok.
No, that's great.
Exactly. And for tickets for the concert itself, the cheapest ones I found were 250 dirhams, or you can get like something closer to the stage from 596 dirhams onwards. But this time when I checked, there were only 20 tickets remaining.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it is.
Is that popular?
He is that popular.
He hasn't been to Dubai yet, has he?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he has either.
But there were so many posters of him. I'm sure he's quite popular. Plus, he's only 19 and easy on the eyes. So I suppose he must have a great following.
That's not why I go to concerts, though. Well, it's all about the music for me. I mean, I go and see Simply Red and stuff. But he's not easy on the eye.
But this is, you know, his music is quite good as well. So if you do pick the cheapest options out of everything I've told you, you can do this entire trip, 5 days, 4 nights for 2,727 dirhams. Isn't that a bargain?
It's a massive bargain. Are you going to put this online?
I am.
Be able to find all of the details on this.
We will. And now a bit about Bangkok while I was there. I was there last week to see a new development. That's the Four Seasons private residences, which is being built on the Chao Phraya River, which is the main river. And I'll tell you all about that. It looks absolutely incredible, by the way. It's got a massive building that's surrounded by the river, panoramic views everywhere you go. And it's expected to have a helipad on the top as well, if you get one of the penthouses. But don't worry, there's another way you can go there. Two luxury hotels. I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
Geek Trippin'.
So we're off to see Shawn Mendes in Bangkok on the 11th of December at the Impact Arena.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you.
serious mum dancing going on in the studio. And that's particularly sad because we're not mums yet.
No, it's fine. It's Shawn Mendes. Yeah, exactly. You can do the dance. So before, when I told you about the flights and the Airbnb and the tickets, if you pick the cheapest option for all of it, it will cost you 2,727 dirhams. Now, a bit about Bangkok. I was there last week and I had to go see the Four Seasons private residences that's being constructed at the moment. And it's really cool. You know, it's got two hotels by on its side as well. Yes, Ben Chechebol, he's the CEO of the Country Group Development.
Well, our project is a mixed-use hospitality and residential project on the river, on Bangkok side. And it's a fairly large-scale project. It's one of the two large projects that are happening on the river, which is why there's been a lot of literature about how the Jawaharlal is revitalizing. And it plays a beautiful juxtaposition between old and new development. So for us, the project constitutes a Four Seasons urban resort, a Four Seasons private residences, the largest one in the world of its kind, and a Capella Hotel, which is an all-suites luxury hotel.
Must point out, this won't be ready in time for Shawn Mendes.
No, it's in 2018, October. That's when it's supposed to be ready. But all the three properties, it's really cool. You'll be able to use all the experiences. So all your restaurants, the lounge areas, even the three floors of the amenities, you know, that's above the 60th floor. So you can work out while you're looking out at the beautiful views of Bangkok, getting inspired. It will be ready in October. So, but it surely looks like a great spot. But Ben, he grew up in Australia and he moved back to Bangkok a few years ago. So I had to ask him about his favorite things to do when in Bangkok.
The must-dos are easy. The top three for me. One is the touristy one. Is you have to do the river by boat and stop off at the Grand Palace, because you know it's amazing to see those structures right there, and it's like no other city, no other country. A second one, more contemporary take on Thailand, is the rooftop bar at Sirocco. It's renowned for its amazing views. You could see the river from there. You can see almost the entire Bangkok from there. It's absolutely stunning. And the third one is my favorite. You have to experience it like a local. And so you have to try the local street food. And you have to find... That one is more challenging. You have to find a good guide for that. But it's really unlike any other cuisine in the world.
Can't just put it into GPS on Google Maps. So.
No, but street food, do you like the sound of that?
Love the sound of street food.
So I did ask him, is there a particular spot where I should go for to find the best curry?
What's the best Thai food in Thailand? There is no such answer. Because when you consider the plethora of food, which is street food, you know, every vendor is essentially selling one dish. So, you know, if you want the best of this dish, it's this restaurant. Best of that would be somewhere else. And they'll be spread out all over town, you know. And so it's quite a challenge to navigate, but that is part of the charm. You know, you can actually go on food dining trips and expeditions.
Yeah, my friend Nats has done that actually. Mm-hmm. And food trips around Bangkok. She said it's the best thing. Wherever she goes, she books in a foodie trip.
That's a great idea.
And then she knows all the good spots to go back to. I would never call Thai food a curry.
Really?
Never.
Thai curry?
Never.
Thai green curry? What do you call that?
Thai green curry. But I would never go, where are we going for a curry tonight in Thailand?
Oh, they would know if I said it, if I'm going for a curry.
Horses for courses.
Mm. But the CEO, Ben, you know, Country Group Development CEO, I did ask him what is his insider tip when it comes to Bangkok.
There's one noodle place, and it's really easy to get to. It's called Nur Khu. It's N-U-R-K-O-O, and it's on the fourth floor of the Paragon. So it's really easy to get to, but they have a beef noodle unlike any other. For me, it has to be that one, because everyone who I've recommended to, they just keep going back by themselves. So that's absolutely one of my favorite restaurants.
Do you know what just popped into my head? Loads of people in there by themselves eating noodles. I know what he means, though. They kept going back without him.
Yeah, exactly. But I tried it. It was absolutely delicious. Like this brothy noodles with beef, greens, chilies. It was delicious. Spicy. I love spicy food. So I really loved it. But then I did have to ask him, what's the best way to get around the city?
We're obviously renowned for our traffic, but it's slowly improved. So we have a very good mass rail system now, and other than that, we have a great expressway system. But to properly navigate Bangkok, I think you have to plan your day fairly well. For tourists, I would definitely suggest to use the mass rail, which is very clean and very easy. And also importantly, it's very easy to navigate. It's not the most complex system. And then once you sort of arrive at your stop, there are lots of choices, whether it's, you know, walking or motorbikes or taxis and tuk-tuks to get to the final destination.
I love using public transport when I'm in a new country.
Yeah, we did the tuk-tuk. It was amazing. I absolutely loved it. But while we were there, we tried the luxurious side of Bangkok as well, which is coming up quite a bit. And we went to this restaurant called Ma Maison, which is this amazing Thai food. It's like in this glass room.
Like Le Petit Maison.
Not Le Petit Maison. It's not French food. Yeah, Ma Maison. But yeah, it was amazing. I really enjoyed it. Great food. Definitely recommend it. Then we visited the temple of the sleeping Buddha, the reclining Buddha, or it's also known as Wat Pho.
And that's people chanting at the temple.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to be there when the Buddhist monks were chanting, and we got to sit and experience this, and they recite all these things, you know, that they know by heart. It was incredible and so peaceful. And
they didn't mind you being there?
No, not at all. Everyone could go sit down, you know, they were on their own corner and obviously not getting distracted by anything we were doing. Beautiful temple. And this is our guide, Wego.
This is 1688 before Bangkok. Bangkok 1782-83. Actually, people understand Wat Pho. W-A-T Wat mean temple. Pho mean Pho tree. Yeah, Buddha meditation and enlightenment under the tree. Yeah, we call Wat Pho. But a popular name, people understand the reclining Buddha temple. This is the last position before Buddha ascending Nirvana. This temple made by a king family.
So temples, food, music.
Yes. Massages as well, if you're that way inclined.
You hated that, didn't you?
I hated it.
How can you hate a massage?
I do not like people breaking bones and whatnot. I don't know. I'm too fragile.
They don't break bones,
see, I went and got a facial instead, thinking that would be, you know, painless.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. There were still fingers being pressed and knuckles being broken.
So delicate.
I did not enjoy it. But if you're so inclined, yes, I've heard that good things.
So inclined. It's not weird, Susie, to have a massage.
Not a fan.
I'm so inclined. Love it. Love a stranger touching me.
Yes, so well, this was your gig tripping to Bangkok on the 11th of December to see Shawn Mendes live at the Impact Arena.
You'll be able to find all the details online to dubaieye1038.com.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at dubaieye1038.com.